Well, it is a time of year where we will celebrate Advent, or the coming of the Messiah, something that Israel longed and hoped for, and something that was revealed in Jesus Christ in His birth and resurrection. The Advent candle, or the Advent theme for this Sunday, is preparation. And at this time, I'm going to have Tice light the Advent candle for preparation. While Tice is lighting the candle, Cherith is going to be reading two passages of Scripture, one from Malachi and one from Galatians.
Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
Have you ever thought about how much preparation it took for Christmas? I would even encourage us to look beyond the journey that Joseph and Mary made to Bethlehem. This morning, I'd like for us to think about the preparation God made to send his son to the world so that, as the angels told Joseph, he could save them from their own sins. You know, God had to get everything perfect, as the scriptures Cherith read indicate. Old Testament prophecies and promises from God were made. Then God had to get the social, economic, governmental, and language factors perfect, not only for the birth of Jesus, but also for the advancement of the gospel and the birth of the church throughout the Roman Empire. Today, on this first Sunday of Advent, the question needs to be asked, how are you preparing for the celebration of Jesus' birth? What are you doing personally and or as a family to make these scriptures and the celebration of Jesus' birth a significant time in your life? Well, I don't have the answers for you for that. But I did ask Sienna, and she is going to tell you what she is going to do to prepare herself to best celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Here are four things that I will do to be prepared to celebrate the birth of Jesus. 1. Go to church on Christmas Sunday. 2. Watch a movie about the birth of Jesus. 3. I will pray for the church on Christmas Eve. 4. I will do extra chores to earn money to give to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering so that I can help support Southern Baptist missionaries serving God in other countries.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this church family that we can join together, that we can celebrate you and the perfect Christmas that you have already given, that you've already prepared through centuries, preparing the world for the arrival of Jesus. And so, Father, I just pray that we will not try to prepare the perfect Christmas day, but that our hearts will be prepared to enjoy what you have already given, to celebrate the work that you have already done, and just to enjoy the salvation that you have provided. And God, prepare us to tell the truth of what you have done to those we are around so that they can worship as well. We just thank you for this Christmas season, the opportunity to hear over and over the amazing salvation that you offer and the wonderful work that Jesus has done by coming to earth. Thank you, Father, for this day and for this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's continue by standing and singing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, hymn number 77.